USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day before Thanksgiving has arrived, it's traditionally thought of as one of the busiest days for travel in America, and it seems to be living up to its billing, according to reports from airports and highways nationwide. The East Coast expected to experience the coldest Thanksgiving it's had, perhaps in more than 25 years. Also, just in time for making the Thanksgiving meal, a warning from the CDC not to include romaine lettuce in any form.
Check your refrigerators. If you have any type of romaine lettuce, go ahead and throw it away and do not eat it.
That's the CDC's Dr. Laura Jaworowski, who says 32 people in 11 states and 18 in Canada have become ill because of E. coli that's apparently come from tainted romaine lettuce. One person's been killed, five others seriously injured in a fiery crash on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The death toll in Northern California's campfires at 81, with 870 people still missing. As evacuations are happening, some people have gathered in a Walmart parking lot in Chico. USA Radio's Wendy King there speaking to the Reverend Jack Lindzen.
I just heard over here that there were so many people crying because they'd lost loved ones, and it was just so much trauma in their heart.
Yes.
That was their number one need.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here. You know, I was at the East Avenue Church last night, and I was there this morning and just meeting people and talking to them. And then I've been here for the last few hours because I really wanted to come to this location because this is very well known, obviously.
Yes, and it's also where you can see some of the most hardest hit.
Yeah.
In this location.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's a good question. Like, well, where exactly will we go? Because a lot of these other shelters are not accepting new people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Congresswoman Marcia Fudge is throwing her support to Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. The Ohio Democrat announcing yesterday she won't challenge Pelosi for the leadership post despite her earlier criticisms. The decision comes after Pelosi did agree to make Fudge chairman of a newly restored subcommittee on elections. Fudge noted that Pelosi has assured her that, quote, black women will have a seat at the decision-making table. A news host preparing to leave a network job with quite a big payout. Reports are Megyn Kelly, who celebrated her 48th birthday just last Sunday, is working to finalize a $30 million exit from NBC after being dumped from her 9 a.m. time slot on Today last month after questioning why it was racist to wear blackface for Halloween. She'd gotten off to a rocky start at NBC when she launched a poorly received news magazine Sunday with Megyn Kelly early in her tenure, but then shifted focus to that 9 a.m. hour beginning in September of 2017, but her first few weeks on the air there were choppy, as she had uncomfortable on-air exchanges with a number of guests, including famously Jane Fonda.
You're not proud to admit that you've had work done. Why not?
We really want to talk about that.
And a new poll finds lots of Americans don't want to talk about politics during their Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. The CBS News survey finding just 15% of those surveyed said they're looking forward to discussing politics. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.